This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No stagnation here. This is our overview of what's going on in the news talk radio world for this past week, the week of December 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen here with my Good Day gang and the DJV gang, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is, she is absent today. She has a note from her mother which suggests that she's not feeling well and she'll be back again soon. So have that in our minds as we go through the list. First, I'll go through the list itself. Number 10, Grammy nominations and sports action. We'll talk about them as we get through. We find the ones that we think are sexy and talk about them. Number 9, a situation in the Middle East. Number 8, the fires in Gatlinburg and the fire at the warehouse in Oakland. Number 7, the Dakota Access Pipeline issue being somehow or other settled, at least for the moment. Unbelievable waste at the Pentagon, number 6. Number 5, 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th. Number 4, Donald Trump's call to the Taiwanese president. Number 3, the fake news issue. Number 2, the election recount efforts and how they've been declared, I think, illegal. Trump transition, number 1. Mrs. Clinton had her first big speech since the election, and most of it she focused on fake news and what a problem it is. And I think she related some of it to her own situation and the things that came out that weren't true, but they were treated as news stories. Did you, either of you, see that with regard to her, you know, sort of glomming down on it? You wonder how much impact. Because this is becoming, I don't know whether it's now we're focused on it. It's been a problem for a while, but now, like everything else, everybody's jumped on the bandwagon. Look at this. I guess the question is, how do you, people are asking, how do we know what really is the news?
Well, you know how you know?
How do you know?
I think our bigger problem is stupid people who read one story from one source and then believe it.
Right.
Whenever, you know what taught me to check multiple sources?
No, Rich, what taught you to reach
a string of celebrities that have died 100 times
exactly.
On the internet?
Paul McCartney's dead.
Right, exactly. Okay, I see on Facebook that Paul McCartney's dead. I click on the story, I read it. I immediately go to CNN, Fox, CBS, NBC News, Reuters, whatever, and I check those sources. If I don't see it in at least one other source, it's just trash. If I see it in one other source, then I investigate a little further. Mm-hmm. I turn on the TV. I look somewhere else. But people, they see these stories, and they just buy it, like hook, mouth,
well, it's because
finger.
They want to. It fits into their wheelhouse of opinions or values and beliefs. That's why they believe
right.
this stuff. It supports what they think. Yeah, did you see that?
And they don't want to have that belief turned around.
Challenged?
And challenged.
Nope.
Challenge yourself, people.
Yeah. Yep. I wonder if partially this fits into that. This week there was when I first saw this, I wondered because it was so graphic, the execution of this guy in Alabama. It took him 13 minutes to kill this guy.
Oh.
And
luckily, I did not hear about this story.
What did he do before I feel pity for him? What did he do?
What did he do? He killed somebody.
Okay.
I don't remember what he was charged. But this has been, he's been sitting on death row for 13 or 14 years. I know you believe, and you see there's a certain amount
of
credibility.
I don't like the death penalty. But
no, I don't either, because it doesn't do anything.
Every now and
they're
then,
wrong.
There's a person where you're like, eh.
Well, it doesn't dissuade people from doing it. The people who kill other people, for the most part, unless they're hired contract killers, are insane by definition. You know, these mm-hmm. people that gun down the kids in school and all that other stuff, those people are out of their minds. So you think threatening them with execution, the guy who shot the NFL player the other day, you think he wasn't thinking about anything except himself.
What about Dylan Roof?
Yeah.
He's the South Charleston killer, right?
The Charleston killer in the church. That walked in and sat down with these people and prayed with these people and then killed them.
Yeah.
The death penalty is not scaring him.
Yeah, that guy has a special seat
now,
in hell.
But the other part of that is, even if it isn't a deterrent, some people, I don't believe in the death penalty because I think too many people are killed that are innocent. Because the system doesn't work. But the other side of it is there are some that are so deliberate, so real, like the guy who pulled out his gun and shot the cop. He didn't even know the cop, but he was angry about something. Fry him. And the guy who the road rage killed the NFL player, fry him. That's just vengeance. And it isn't spiritual, and it doesn't follow my beliefs for the most part, but... You know, there's a certain amount of trash that needs to be cleaned.
But you know the really
is that too
right?
Should I not say that? Was that too wrong?
No.
These people are trash. They're human beings, but they're trash. Go ahead. Excuse me, Richie.
The sad reality here is I look at the cost of each one of these systems. Okay? So we're going to support somebody in prison for the rest of their life, and that's going to cost X amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow, that's a lot of money. Maybe we should just take care of business and get it done. But then you look at what it costs to actually put somebody on death row, hold them there while the appeals take place over the next 15 years, and then finally go through the process, and that costs even more.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm in favor, and I have been, of just shipping these people to a Lord of the Flies convention on a desert island somewhere, and that's it. And then it doesn't cost us anything. And, you know, and if they survive and if sharks don't eat them, then more power to them.
In another 100 years, you have Australia.
Well, right, there you go.
Right. But, you know, the other side of it is that when you think about the victims, if you're sure you've got the right person...
Like Dylann Roof.
The victims had no choice. They were just sitting in there, minding their own business, praying in church. So in that circumstance, he doesn't get any consideration. And maybe this guy in Alabama, I've forgotten what he did, but, you know... There are plenty of people who are going to say, maybe with justification, whatever, you know, lethal injection is a painless way of dying. And most of the time, the people who are dying at the hands of these folks are not going through a painless experience. I don't have a slightest idea what it feels like to get shot in the head or in your body or whatever it is or whatever else happens to these people sometimes. But if it takes 13 minutes to kill somebody with a lethal injection, you know.
So it went wrong? It got botched? Is that...
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Finally died. But there'll be some lawsuit. You know that. There'll be some... The family will sue the state for... what is it? What's it called? Cruel and unusual punishment.
Right.
The guy killed somebody. So... Why does he deserve consideration? That's the other side of that. Huh?
Why is it up to us to judge and...
I just don't believe in an eye for an eye. I just don't.
You're a Quaker, and that's a part of your spiritual belief, and that's respectable.
I see her point, though.
What?
It's not up to us to judge.
I just don't think it makes us better in any way.
It may, know? But it really
does. To take another life when a life has already been taken. I don't know. I feel it's hard.
It's hard.
At some point, I think Victoria's right. We'll be launching them in a rocket to the moon. They'll live on the moon.
Go to Mars with Elon Musk. All right, 14 past the hour. Have I even gotten through the list? I don't think I have. We stopped? No, I didn't. Yeah, I went through all the list of the stories. I'll do the people list in a moment. A review of the hot hits in talk radio by the Good Day and DJV gang here. I'm Doug Steffen at 4:15.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist, Helen Creeble.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear. With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Did you know there's a vaccine that can prevent cancers caused by a virus called HPV?
It's human papillomavirus.
Dr. Greg Poland says the HPV inoculation will protect kids against genital warts and a host of cancers caused by the HPV virus.
Cervical cancer, labial cancer, vaginal cancer, anal cancer, penile cancers. It's just one after another.
The newest version of the HPV vaccine protects against 9 types of the virus. It's most effective when administered to preteens and teens who aren't yet sexually active.
Boys and girls between 9 and 15 really have great immune responses to this. They still respond between 15 and 26.
Dr. Poland says the HPV virus is widespread and everyone is at risk of infection.
Our only chance, since there is no cure for this, is to prevent the infection.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
All right, let me go through the people list now. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden in our weekly overview from the talent side of things. We are considered radio talent. Did you know that? We're most of the people. There's some talent.
By who?
By whom? Yeah. All right, let's see. On the people list, Beyonce is at number 10. Puke and Putin is at 9. John Kelly and Andrew Pudzer. Those are nominees, I believe, for cabinet positions at number 8. Well, I think most of these people are. Linda McMahon is 7. Ben Carson is 6. Michael Flynn Jr. as opposed to Michael Flynn Sr. There's some controversy, and I'm not sure what that is, about the son getting clearance.
The son was Facebook posting and tweeting out these fake news stories. Including the pizza story. So that
what the Hillary was running a
pizza prostitute story.
Yeah, he was.
He's going to have clearance.
Apparently, showing. No, he's not. He got canned from the support team.
Good.
That's
absolutely
people.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Number 4, Jill Stein and Hillary. 3, Al Gore. Number 2, Barack Obama. Number 1, Donald Trump. So much of the yak about Obama this week, there's two sides to it. One of them has to do with how well he's getting along with Trump and how much they're talking about the transition with each other. And the other is how much is going to cost Obama, going to cost us as taxpayers for Obama to take his trip to Hawaii. And this is all, this becomes part of the stuff with the vacations and who pays for it. I guess the number is about $5 million cost the taxpayer for him to go to Hawaii, and it becomes a business thing because he's meeting the Prime Minister of Japan in Hawaii, I think. So that's how they can write it off. Otherwise, they'd have to pay the expenses, I think. Isn't that the way it works? If the president goes on vacation, isn't he supposed to pay what it costs?
Yeah.
Or they do out of their campaign funds? It's hazy.
You need to take the whole entourage with you
for
security reasons.
Yeah, right. So, but again, it comes out of it's just more money that we're borrowing from the Chinese to go on a vacation. 21 after the hour.
Talk radio countdown.
The The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, let's get back to the action here. 23, actually, almost 24 at the hour. Reviewing the hot hits from this is a big deal. This takes a lot of work. Mountains of information that they have at Talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there. The Talkers Magazine overview each week of the hot hits. We'll do our end-of-the-year show as well with a view to the big stories of the year. We're going to imagine, because every time you look at these lists, and it has been this way for, what, the past 4, 5, 6 months since the primaries, Donald Trump's name is always first on the list of people, and what he's doing is number one in the story count. And it hasn't deviated from that for months and months and months. So I didn't get through, I don't think, all of the names on the people list, so I'll sort of start over again. A name that isn't on this list that ought to be in, we'll talk about that in a moment, the passing of John Glenn. So his name should be on here.
Yes.
But I think when they put the list together, he hadn't passed because he didn't pass until Thursday afternoon. So let's see here. We got to Linda McMahon, number 7. A lot of interesting comments about her and the WWE. Yes, the McMahon family from WWE, that's who she is. Ben Carson's at number 6 on the people list. Oh, we were at Michael Flynn. That's right, too. I brought up his, that fiasco. No, I guess I did get through this list. Yeah, no, I did. I've got all the names on. Al Gore. The conversation about, and then some of the people who are on the right just don't know what to do with themselves because of some of the people that are showing up to see Trump, like Rahm Emanuel. Brought a letter from some mayors and had an hour with Trump. Gore was there with Trump and his daughter for lunch. You know, those sorts of things sour what some people refer to as the base. Without these people, you wouldn't have been elected. Okay, well, so he's elected now. He does what I think he's going to be one of the most unpredictable characters that's ever been in the White House. It's certainly in modern times.
Oh, without a doubt.
And that will shake things up a little bit, and that's frankly what people want if they even are right or left of center. It is wanted, it is desired to shake up the system. When you look at some of these cabinet nominations, okay, do they seem a little goofy or they're a little one-sided?
I like them so far.
I don't like all of them, but
I just wish he would shut up and put his Twitter down.
Well, that's another thing.
Well, it's interesting that he met with
Maybe
Al Gore.
I should just take his place. Why don't you just... Donald Trump, please send a message to Donald Trump. Tell him to put his Twitter down I'm going to be tweeting now.
You are just tweet as crazy at him. And would be just as entertaining.
I would be?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
And just as unpredictable.
Well,
but it's interesting that he met with Al Gore because the person he chose for the EPA is someone with pretty heavy ties to oil.
Yeah.
Right. So,
well, but that doesn't mean they're bad. Just
he doesn't believe in global warming.
He doesn't believe in science. He says the science is not.
Wow, the science is contradictory.
Well, the science is, yeah. There's a contradiction.
Some of it is, but some of it is. Some of it's not at all.
Well, but that depends on what you want to believe. It's kind of like fake news. A lot of that stuff is fake news. Yeah, it is.
No, but I mean, H2O, that's water. That's what it's made of. I mean, there are certain things in earth science and environmental science that are just facts that you just choose people. Some people just choose to not believe it. But you can not believe that water is made up of H2O. There are some parts of environmental science that people can argue about, but there are other parts of environmental science, climate change, that are facts.
So the ones you can argue about are the ones we should argue about.
Yeah, right. In this circumstance, it's like methane gas and all the attention that's paid to methane gas from cows. That's a completely refutable argument that is so loaded with the stuff they're talking about. Even if they do contribute, what the poop does to the land with the microbes that come out of the rear end of a cow.
Put a million cows on a farm, I believe that could make a cloud that would be damaging.
Well, but they do. They
boo.
Thank smelly
you
cloud
for that wonderful descriptive way of referring to that, Richie. Thanks. 28 past the hour.
Top radio countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Reviewing the world as we see it, the things that are going down in America, the focus of lots of conversation on news talk radio stations, and thus our weekly overview. This is the voice of the people, Vox Populi, if you will. I feel like a preacher when I come on like that. This is Reverend Mr. Doug.
Sing it, brother.
Yeah. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, taking our layman's approach to the overview of the hot hits from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Each week, we give you our thoughts and readings on things. And then Michael Harrison also does the same. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So we get his point of view for an hour, and you get our point of view for an hour. And you can always exchange, if you will, or would like to, at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at Rich McFadden, at Doug Steffen. And so help yourself, or if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, Doug at DougSteffen.com is fine. Meanwhile, the stories continue. The focus on people especially, I find it troubling in a way, but yet rewarding that John Glenn has passed away. John Glenn, in my opinion, one of the great American history lessons comes from how he lived his life. What an inspiration, a hero, a leader, all those things. And those words are used lightly, especially the word hero gets overused, I believe. But in this case, it applies aptly to John Glenn, what he did, how he lived his life, same wife for 73 years. And that's part of, I don't know that it's, you know, it's not the measure of a man necessarily, but it's kind of cool under the circumstances. But think about being the first man that rode around in a space capsule. Can you imagine what it was like going up in that tin can? What the that guy must have been
if thinking.
If
you've never been to the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., or the one out near my house at Dulles Airport, yeah. Udvar Hazy.
Go by Richie's house when you're out to visit.
Yeah, come on by, say hi. This thing is smaller than a Volkswagen Bug.
Oh, it's a tin
foil.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as strong as a Volkswagen Bug. Mm-hmm. To think that somebody sat in that thing and got shot to the moon is amazing. And then just got shot back into the ocean. Mm. I can't even fathom.
Yeah. And that was an advance. The Apollo, those were advanced. This thing that Glenn went up in was not an Apollo. It was, Mercury. It was a Mercury space capsule.
Yeah.
And those things were less than tin cans.
It gives you a whole million time bigger appreciation for what these guys did.
Yeah.
When you see this thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, Glenn, politically, he might not have... I mean, we get too close these days to defining people by their political point of view, which, in my opinion, is really wrong. There are a lot of people that may have a point of view that's different than yours politically. Doesn't mean that they aren't capable of contributing lots of great things to society, to our world, and Glenn's a perfect example of it. He had a very liberal voting record when he was in the Senate for the 24 years he was there, but he contributed greatly to the advance of America on the world stage. And that's, I mean, the measure of this man is looking at his individual accomplishments and putting them all together. And so under the circumstances, here's a guy that we can all look up to no matter what. And we have these people are few and far between. They were then, even more so now. So to laud his life and to examine it and be thankful that we had him as an American was something that is just, I find it imperative to do with a guy like this. So, and we all have memories. Victoria, because she's a little bit younger, hadn't followed the space program as much as I have, certainly, and Rich, but that doesn't mean that you weren't inspired by it. There are a lot of things that have been done, and there still are.
Right.
You know, you'd like to think, as much as it's annoying that the last couple of presidents have cut the NASA budget, it has led to having more money on the private sector put toward these eventual goals. But still, there's a place for it, because when you have a bully pulpit in the sense that the NASA, what their course of events is all about, sort of sets the tone. And what happened when the Russians went up first, I remember being in elementary school, and how overnight the curriculum changed to a focus on
the
math and science.
Yeah.
And everything became about the space race. And then when Kennedy said 4 or 5 months before he got killed that he wanted to have a man on the moon before the end of the decade, then that's what they did. And it became, I guess, just got goosebumps thinking about listening to him say that and then what went on to make it happen. And it changed our educational curriculum. It changed the world of public school education, just those two events. And we've sort of fallen off that to a point, all of this crap about, you know, what was the Bush initiative that has been an utter failure, a disaster?
Out of the school.
No, leave nobody behind or something.
That didn't work.
Garbage. No, it doesn't. But the schools are still, I was talking earlier about being at a school committee meeting last night and listening to the discussion. They're looking for a new superintendent. And listening to the discussion about the things that they've done well and things that they failed at. And pretty much every federal initiative has been a failure. If you take the power away in education, this is what parents get themselves so worked up about with apt reason for doing it. Because every child does have a different set of needs. And we all have different goals and aspirations as we learn more about life. And what it takes to succeed, we go through school. That's part of what school should be, is an inspiration. Instead, we're just loaded down with this albatross of federal money. And the only way you get the federal money is to do what they tell you to do, which is 99% of the time wrong. It's all political.
That whole system's about to get shaken up a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like a Yahtzee cup with dice in it.
And you were not a Donald Trump supporter early on.
I was early on, then I wasn't, and then I ended up holding my nose and voting for him just because of all of the repercussions. And so far, I like what I see, but he still annoys me.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I've had the benefit of having public and private education. He's 100% private education, so are his kids. I don't know that this is something that's really been brought to his attention, or if this is something that he's concerned about.
What do you mean? Which what are we
public school
about?
Education and funding. for programs and things like that. I mean, I don't know that reforming public schools.
Who did he choose for the education secretary? Has that been made? That choice been made?
I don't know.
I don't think that that's been made.
You see, one of the things that he said is he wants to dismantle the federal education system. Maybe that's what it is. The U.S. Department of Health and Education, isn't it? What's the department called? U.S. Department. It's not just the education. Isn't there something else?
Oh, no, he did pick.
Who did he pick?
Betsy DeVos.
Who's she married to? Hopefully. Some big company. No, no. Wait a minute. I know. Her husband. Is this the guy that runs?
Dick DeVos led the effort to create charter high schools.
Yeah. So why isn't he the nominee?
I don't know. What do we think about charter schools?
I love them.
You do?
My brother,
I don't know enough about them.
My brother is a cop in the ghetto in D.C., and of the four schools that he kind of is on his patrol every day, one of them is a charter school. And he said, if I could take my kids, this was years ago when his kids were still in school, if I could take my kids out of school and put them in this school, I would.
How does a charter school work, though?
They care. The kids in this school care about their education. The way they're being taught. And you have to fight to get into a charter school.
So why
so it's
never
public,
a charter
but you have
school.
To be accepted.
It's public, but it's run by a private company.
Okay.
But it's public money.
Interesting. Okay.
And he says that the graduation rate is like 90%,
yeah.
As opposed to the other schools in the neighborhood where it's like 35% and 40%.
Yeah, the inner city schools, even we're my community of 70,000, about to become a city, was the biggest town in the country for a long time. The graduation rate, as we got bigger and got more money, became worse. So now it's down to, for our community, an unacceptable number, like 74% of the kids graduate and the rest of them don't. I mean, when you put this money into these kids, it's like they don't care because it's not their money. They don't appreciate it because they think they're entitled to. And so is public school education an entitlement? Is it a requirement? Is it a right? Or is it something that is a privilege? And so, you know, you have these arguments with people. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, it's 63% of the people that go through high school actually graduate. You realize with the money, they spend billions of dollars on education in New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and the number of people that are getting out of the system when they're 16, they're just gone. Flip burgers, do whatever, but they have their own lives because what's going on in school is a waste of time. I sat with a guy last night who said, we're thinking about building a new $44 million school in Framingham. Who can't afford a $44 million school? And so he says, and, you know, when you think about it, okay, all the kids have laptops now. Everybody in school has got, maybe they're cheap, $300, $400 a piece, whatever. Taxpayers paid for it. Why do we have to send these kids to school? Let's teach them at home. We got the computer. They can do the lessons at home. Can you imagine how that would shake up the system, doing something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
By the way, Betsy DeVos.
Yeah.
Married to the Amway.
Amway, that's what I thought. I was looking at. Yeah, right.
And she is a...
Multi-level came into my mind, but I...
Former chair of the Michigan Republican Party and a big fan of charter schools and voucher programs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talk Radio Countdown with a review of the top stories. Doug Steffen here, starting at number 10. As usual, the Grammy nominations and some of the names that nobody ever heard of before on that list of potential winners. Number 9, what's going on in the Middle East? The Russians now seem to be softening their positions there. That's a question, kind of, not really a statement. Number 8, the fires, Gatlinburg and Oakland. Number 7, the Dakota Access Pipeline issue. Number 6, the Pentagon waste scandal. Number 5, Pearl Harbor's 75th anniversary. Number 4, Trump calling the president of Taiwan, and now the Chinese not happy about that. Number 3, the problems with fake news. Number 2, the election recount, and that coming to a grinding halt. And the number 1 item, as you might expect, Donald Trump, his transition team, who's being nominated for cabinet positions. All right, so where we are is at 45 past the hour, our review of the countdown stories. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here.
The Top Radio Countdown.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat, because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Did you know there's a vaccine that can prevent cancers caused by a virus called HPV?
It's human papillomavirus.
Dr. Greg Poland says the HPV inoculation will protect kids against genital warts and a host of cancers caused by the HPV virus.
Cervical cancer, labial cancer, vaginal cancer, anal cancer, penile cancers. It's just one after another.
The newest version of the HPV vaccine protects against 9 types of the virus. It's most effective when administered to preteens and teens who aren't yet sexually active.
Boys and girls between 9 and 15 really have great immune responses to this. They still respond between 15 and 26.
Dr. Poland says the HPV virus is widespread and everyone is at risk of infection.
Our only chance, since there is no cure for this, is to prevent the infection.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Now let's underscore and review again the people list on the Talkers Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number 10. Arguably, it could be either Beyonce or John Glenn. Vladimir Putin is at number 9. John Kelly and Andrew Pudser, 2 appointees. As a matter of fact, a number of people on the list here on the countdown this week are appointees. Linda McMahon, Ben Carson, Edgar Madison Welch. So these, and then the controversy about Michael Flynn Jr. Apparently he's some kind of a turkey. So he's on this list as well. And they don't have to be good people to be on the list. They just have to, it's like the Time Magazine Man of the Year. Doesn't have to be somebody special and good, just someone that changed the face of what's going on in our country. Donald Trump's number 1 again on the people list. Obama's number 2. Al Gore's number 3. And Hillary Clinton is number 4. All right, so that's the story. The people list here for you to consider on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, a lot was made this week in conversation on News Talk Radio stations about the bipartisanship in that health care bill that was passed. What has been left out of the conversation is the congressional inaction because the country's on the verge of a shutdown again. So all of the spending bill that was temporary gets passed on to another temporary bill. Can't they get their you-know-what together? This is, well, let's give them at least some plaudits for getting that health care thing, but the continuing extension to fund the government that goes on, these games that are played. Now the Democrats are holding it up because of coal or the Republicans. I don't forget which. They're trying to. The Democrats have blocked action because the Republicans have gone to Trump and asked to have some light at the end of the tunnel for coal because Trump likes coal. So can we change this to affect the coal states like Ohio? And I think that remains to be seen. Meanwhile, we're all here. I don't know why, because this becomes a sort of a common drama. It's not worth much. 10 before the hour.
The top radio countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833. Top Radio Coast to Coast.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour, and it's time for the top five items this week when it comes to technology. Actually, there's a 5A, and that is that I've just sent out my first tweet.
Which is a very big story, if not the biggest story of the week here. Doug is now on Twitter. You can follow him at Doug Steffen.
That's it. All right,
he's about to hit the button.
Yes, I think I hit the button right now, as a matter of fact. Here we go. There it is.
All right. How do you feel?
I have just accomplished something. Now I'm in the same league as Donald Trump. Wow.
You can tweet whatever you want.
All right. Top five items this week. Going from number five to number one, let's start with number five in technology.
Well, it's sort of not new news. It's fake news, and Facebook is trying to now fix the problem. Facebook, of course, was the biggest source of fake news throughout the entire election cycle. And so now they're asking its users to help combat fake news. You'll start to see the questions when you click on a link. If you look in the news section, if you click on the link, you'll start to see questions pop up saying things like, to what extent do you think that this link's title uses misleading language? And it'll say things like, do you think this link's title withholds key details of the story? I mean, these are very involved questions that Facebook is trying to get to. The reason for that is they want to make sure that you're not a bot, so they want to make sure that you're an actual human, like that's the audience that they want. So you're reading the news, and you're commenting, and you're saying, I think this is fake, or I think this is real. So it's going to help their algorithm overall, but it's going to be a while before this is fixed. So in the meantime, I've been saying this for a year. I'll keep saying it. Don't get your news from Facebook. Just don't. Just go to a regular, reputable news site. End of problem.
That's right. DJV.com.
Right,
number four this week.
So Apple has wants everybody to know, especially with the holidays coming, and it's very tempting to buy little stocking stuffers, phone chargers and battery packs and things like that for your iPhone accessories. Don't buy them on Amazon because 99% of them are fake. And Apple says it's not just a matter of buying counterfeit products. These are dangerous products. Apple did an independent study. They took 400 Apple chargers for various Apple devices that they found on Amazon. Out of the 400, 397 of them failed. In some cases, they caused electric shock. So, yes, it's a lot cheaper, but you literally might get an electric shock from it. So be careful.
Caveat emptor means the buyer. Buyer beware, and that certainly applies here. Number three.
There's a new app that's gaining a lot of traction. It's called the Companion app, and it literally lets you and your friends walk each other home virtually at night. It's exploding in popularity on college campuses, which is a very good place for it to start. Tens of thousands of college kids are already using this, and five students from the University of Michigan actually developed this app, and it tracks your friend's journey via GPS on an online map. So when you're ready to go home, you open the app, you click the button. It sends multiple text messages to any of your friends and your contacts. Your mom could be one of them, so you have numerous people watching you in case someone's asleep or not paying attention. And when you get home, it lets all your friends know that you're home safely. It has some interesting safety things built into it. If your phone suddenly starts moving quickly, like you're running from something, it will automatically alert the police. And it's a very complex app, but I think that you're going to start to see more of these become even mandatory on college campuses, which is a great thing.
Number two this week in Tech Talk.
Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, and YouTube have joined together for the first time, which is really big. They issued a joint statement earlier this week that they are sharing a database of flagged terrorist content. Now, we know ISIS has been recruiting people via social media, and to have all four of these major players say that they're willing to work together and create a database and then hand it over to the government, this is huge. And we're hoping, you know, they're all hoping that the collaboration will lead to greater efficiency and that they'll be able to enforce their policies as well as pressing global issues of terrorist online content.
Number one.
The end of Google searches as we know it. And now, Doug, you are on Twitter. So earlier this week, you sent your first tweet.
The Earth will stop its rotation at 3 o'clock this afternoon because of this.
And now I'm going to get you to the next level. You can now not even go to Google to search. Google and Twitter have partnered. And all you need to do to search anything you want is you just tweet at Google and you put an emoji in. It's very lazy, admittedly, but I love it. I've already used it. It's fabulous. If you are anywhere in the world, you just tweet at Google with a pizza emoji, and it'll tell you all the pizza places right around you. Same thing goes for coffee, movies, anything you want. It's amazing.
Another way to get lazier than you already are.
Yes.
How about, let's get to the gym. At least don't bring your smart device with you when you go to the gym. Leave it at home. All right? There you go. That's my advice. When it comes to exercise, we've got to keep our bodies as well as our minds in shape. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.